माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जो गिरिवर धारिण यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यश यमुना तीरवन चारियम जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे वृंदावन बिहारी जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय जय गौर जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स पदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्ते तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तविंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। मुखं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरो दीनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यमीश्वरं हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर कंटिन्यूइंग विद द गीता सीरीज। सो टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू सी द 14th चैप्टर ऑफ भगवद गीता। इट इज एंटाइटल्ड थ्री मोड्स ऑफ मटेरियल नेचर गुणत्रय योग। सो आफ्टर स्पीकिंग 13 चैप्टर वाय कृष्णा स्पोक दिस 14 चैप्टर वाय ही गेव नॉलेज अबाउट द मोड्स ऑफ मटेरियल नेचर। सो व्हाट इज लिंक फॉर दैट चैप्टर। सो इन 13 चैप्टर इन 22nd श्लोका कृष्णा सेज पुरुषा प्रकृतिस्थो ही भुंक्ते प्रकृति जन गुणान कारण गुण संगस्य सत असत योनि जन्मसु। सो हियर कृष्णा इज मेंशनिंग अबाउट द मोड्स बिकॉज लिविंग एंटिटी इज एसोसिएटिंग विद द मोड्स ऑफ मटेरियल नेचर। इट इज टेकिंग डिफरेंट सत असत योनि इज टेकिंग बर्थ इन डिफरेंट डिफरेंट स्पेशीज। सो नाउ फ्यू क्वेश्चन वेर लिंगरिंग इन द माइंड्स ऑफ अर्जुन। वॉट वॉज दिस क्वेश्चन? सो what types of result comes from the contact of guna? When living entity comes in contact with the gunas or modes, what kind of results comes out? First question. Second was that what are the symptoms of different gunas? If they are coming in touch with the gunas, what are the various symptoms of the gunas? And third is how can one jiva get liberation from these gunas? So these three questions were lingering in the minds of Arjuna, and in anticipation of that questions Krishna, Lord Krishna spoke this chapter, modes of material nature. So we'll go with the first verse. We'll recite the verse together only. Shri Bhagavan Vacha, we'll together recite. Param Bhuya Pravakshami Jnana Nam Jnana Muttamam Yajyatva Manaya Sarve Param Siddham Itogataha. Translation. The Supreme Personal Godhead said, again I shall declare you this supreme wisdom, the best of knowledge, knowing which all the sages have attained the supreme perfection. So here Krishna is telling that I am telling you the best of all knowledge, jnananam jnana uttamam. So one may wonder, how can the knowledge about the modes of material nature be the best of knowledge? Because what knowledge we call best knowledge? Knowledge about bhakti, knowledge about establishing relationship with Krishna, that knowledge is the best knowledge. That knowledge helps you to progress in bhakti. So jnanadam jnanam uttamam, Krishna is saying about modes of material nature. So what is the exact understanding behind this? So our acharya explained that apart from bhakti, whatever knowledge aspect Krishna spoke till this point in the Bhagavad Gita, it may be Sankhya Yoga, it may be some aspect of how the jnani works, karma sannyasa yoga in 5th chapter, in 4th chapter about aspect of yajna and all those things, various aspect of knowledge Krishna spoke already. Among all those knowledge, this knowledge is the best knowledge. But Krishna is not comparing this knowledge with the knowledge of bhakti. Because in one sense, knowledge about bhakti, how to perform bhakti, is considered bhakti only. That cannot be counted among knowledge. So that's why Krishna says, this knowledge about the modes of material nature is jnananam jnanam uttamam. Because once we know this, we can easily take up the path to progress to a spiritual world. Also Chakravarti Path says here, jnananam jnana. Means what? The second gyana, gyana nam gyana, that means the knowledge here means the teaching by which one gains the knowledge. So, Krishna is going to impart some teaching in this chapter. And if we understand this teaching, then we are going to get real knowledge of our swarupa. That's why gyana nam gyana. This knowledge will lead to real knowledge. That's why gyana nam gyana uttam, word used by Lord Krishna. So, we'll move to next verse, verse number second. इदं ज्ञानमुपाश्रित्य मम साधर्म्यम् आगतः सर्गेऽपि नोपजायन्ते प्रलयेनाव्यथन्ति च। ट्रांसलेशन। बाय बिकमिंग फिक्स्ड इन दिस नॉलेज वन कैन अटेन द ट्रांसेंडेंटल नेचर लाइक माय ओन नेचर। दस एस्टैब्लिश्ड वन इज नॉट बॉर्न एट द टाइम ऑफ क्रिएशन और डिस्टर्ब एट द टाइम ऑफ डिसॉल्यूशन। सो व्हाट इज द सिग्निफिकेंस ऑफ दिस नॉलेज? That one who takes the shelter of this knowledge of modes of material nature, indirectly, one who takes the shelter of the knowledge about Maya, then what will happen to him? He will not take birth again during creation, and he will not be disturbed at the time of dissolution. So dissolution is quite far. After the end of Kalpa, the dissolution is going to happen. So why Krishna speaks that at the time of dissolution will be disturbed? So here dissolution means destruction of body here, not the ultimate pralaya. So during death, one will not be disturbed when one hears this knowledge. Also, during the birth, again, when next time comes to take birth, he will not take birth. So, sarge pino pajayante pralayena vithantija. So, sadharmyam, mama sadharmyam agataha. So, here Prabhupada, as usual in purport, he says that because Krishna is saying mama sadharmyam agataha, that means one is going to attain the nature of Krishna, or one is going to attain the planet of Krishna. Mama sadharmyam is one is not going to become Krishna. So Prabhupada destroys the Mayavadi conception about becoming God here in this verse. So we'll go to third verse. Mama yo nirmahat brahma tasmin garbha dadamyaham sambhava sarvabhutanam tato bhavati bharata. The total material substance called Brahman is a source of birth, and it is that Brahman that I impregnate, making possible the birth of all living beings, O son of Bharata. So here suddenly Krishna said, I'm going to speak about some knowledge. And Lord started speaking about creation. There's a Mahat Tattva. So we all of us know the creation part. That initially Mahavishnu is lying there. He desires to create. The seed form Pradhan comes out. Then Lord glances over that Pradhana. And through that glance, he put the Karma Shakti and Kala Shakti into that. And through that Kala Shakti, then that Pradhana gets transformed into Mahat Tattva. Inside that Mahat Tattva, modes are active now. In Pradhana, modes were passive. Now they are active. So Krishna is saying that in that Mahat Tattva, I put seed first of all. Seed of Jivas. So why Lord has spoken this verse? Because Krishna wanted to indicate us that before being in touch with the modes of material nature, we were not in touch with the modes of material nature. We were pure. We were beyond the modes of material nature. But I first of all, because of wrong desires of Jiva, I put them. I am the seed giver in Mahat Tattva first of all. And who is a mother? Prakriti is a mother. In that Prakriti, I put that Jiva, and now, because in Mahat Tattva, the modes are active now. He came in touch with that modes and he got bound up by these modes. So, Lord is giving knowledge from the very beginning of Jiva only. How the Jiva is in touch with the modes of material nature. That's why Krishna has spoken this verse. So Srila Prabhupada very beautiful gives a very beautiful example that people say that ultimately material nature is everything, those who don't believe in God. Oh, how these trees are going, how these things are happening. Nature, it's nature, what can be done? So Prabhupada gives an example that a sometimes scorpio may lay egg inside a pile of rice or bag of rice, and he may left. And then after some time that egg may get matured and the new scorpion may born there. So someone may think, automatically scorpions are born out of the rice. But they don't know that some scorpion has laid the egg there. So it's like rain comes, there is no grass. Currently Gurukul ground is clear now. But when the rain comes, the grass grows. So some seeds are always there inside. Somebody has put up it. And then it is growing. So similarly, Jiva has been put up inside this material nature by someone. Jiva has not automatically come here. Some process is there. So this Prabhupada wanted to indicate here through this example. We'll go to verse number 4. Sarvayonisha kanteya murtaya sambhavantiya tasam brahma mahadyonir aham bija pratapitaha. It should be understood that all the species of life, O son of Kunti, are made possible by birth in this material nature, and I am the seed-giving father. Aham bija pradapitaha. So already Krishna spoke about in previous verse that I am putting that seed into garbha prakriti. So why again Krishna is saying in this verse that I am bija pradapitaha, I am that father who gives the seeds.
So here Krishna says, one may think that, okay, Krishna is a father, accept. Krishna has given seed, I accept. But only during creation. Once creation happened, Krishna's role is over. Jiva came into this, now Krishna has no more connection as a father. Is it like that? So Lord is saying, no, it is not like that. Sarva yonishu. I am not just putting the jivas into the randomly into the pradhana or bhattatva. Sarva yonishu. Every time jiva takes birth, I am only seed giving father. Now how can I understand this? Because ultimately our father gives the seed into the womb of mother and it comes out. But Prabhupada says that here, jiva comes out based on his past desires, his past karma. And who observes this karma? Karmana daiva netrena. Jiva takes birth. Even 13th chapter yesterday only, Krishna says that, upadrishta anumanta bharta bhokta mashra. I am observer. I observe the thing and I am recording the thing. And based on that, next birth is happening. So because ultimately it is happening under the direction of Paramatma, under the direction of Prakriti or Krishna, Krishna is sarva yonisha kaunteya. In all the species of life, I am the seed giving father. So don't think that only at time of creation I am your father. I am only your father here. So now, after this, how the jiva came in contact with the modes of material nature. Now Krishna starts speaking about the actual modes of material nature. So verse number 5. Sattvam rajastamaiti guna prakriti sambhavan nibandanti mahabaho dehe dehitamavyayam. Material nature consists of the modes, goodness, passion and ignorance. When the living entity comes in contact with the nature, O mighty I am Arjuna, he becomes conditioned by these modes of material nature. So here the word avyayam is used because Krishna wanted to indicate that living entities are eternal. So how they come in contact with the material nature first of all? So living entities are eternal and it is now currently bounded by the nibandanti, by the sattva, rajani and tamogun. So living entities, so how can this happen? Because living entity starts identifying with the modes. He starts identifying himself with the material nature and that's why he gets carried away by the modes of material nature. Because that's what Vasudev in his meditation see. When he meditated, he saw the Lord independent and Prakriti independently. And he spoke the words, Ya sammohito jiva, atmanam trigunatmakam, paropi manute anartham, tatkritam chavi padyate. They are paropi. But manute anartham because maya is there. Atmanam trigunatmakam. He is identifying with that maya. He identifies the three modes of material nature. Even though he is paro. And that's why he is entangled into this material nature. And same thing Krishna is saying. They are aware. Nibandanti mahavo dehe dehe avyayam. Jivas are aware. But still they are caught up because they are now identifying with this sattva, raja and tama. These three modes of material nature. So beautiful example. Same question Vidura also asked Maitreya Rishi in third canto. That jiva is transcendental, how can it be caught up into the something which is not transcendental or something which is mundane, body? So Maitreya Muni answered the same way. It never gets entangled. It is identifying with the body. Jiva is always pure, right now also. But identification is so strong that he is thinking that I got entangled. So Maitreya Rishi gives the example of moon. Moon gets reflected into water. Now when we have been entangled into this body, we have two feelings. Feeling of happiness and feeling of distress. How this happens? It can be explained nicely by the analogy of moon. Moon is reflected into water. So this reflected moon is like a caught up jiva. And water is like a body. Now when water gets tremble because of some stone or all these things, the reflection of the moon also moves. But actually, moon is not moving. Moon is steady. So because that reflection identifies itself with the water, that we think that, oh, reflection is also moving. So similarly, jiva, soul don't have any misery. Body has a misery. But because we are identifying with the body, we feel that, oh, I am undergoing misery. Again, moon has illumination. Moon has light. So reflection also has light. And that reflection of light comes into the water also. So water also happen to be illuminated or gets illumination. So this illumination is like a happiness. Now happiness, soul has the happiness. From where happiness is coming? From soul happiness is coming. But water thinks, oh, I am getting light. I have light. So body thinks that I am enjoying happiness. I am experiencing happiness. But body don't have any happiness. Soul is experiencing happiness. So this is where just jiva is getting identifying himself with the body, and it is getting bound up by these three modes of material nature. So now, in next three verses, Krishna is going to explain what are the symptoms of the sattva-gun, rajagun, tamogun. So verse number 5.
Tatra sattva nirmalatvam prakashakam anamayam sukha sangena badnati jnana sangeda chadagaha.
Material nature, a sinless one, the modes of goodness, mode of goodness, being pure than the others, is illuminating and is free from the sinful reactions. Those situated in that mode becomes conditioned by the sense of happiness and knowledge. So sattva guna gives happiness, prakashakam anamayam, and sukha. But problem is that when one enjoys the happiness of sattva guna, or when gains the knowledge because of sattva guna, why still get bound up? And this knowledge is not a mundane knowledge. In the sattva guna, we get spiritual knowledge actually. Knowledge of soul we get. Knowledge about matter of world we get. But still, jiva gets bound up by the sattva guna. Why? Because in that state of happiness, we get the feeling that I am happy. I have knowledge. So sense of I doesn't go away. It increases. But I am now happy. I don't want anything. I'm satisfied. I'm self-satisfied. And this sense of I-ness causes us become entangled into this material world again. So the beautiful story of Lord Shiva, I heard in some Puran it comes, that once there was one king, and that king was so opulent, he was ruling many years, highly opulent king. And suddenly decided, now I think I have ruled sufficiently, I'll get sannyas now. I'll renounce everything and go to the graveyard to meditate on Lord. So because in graveyard, I'll be detached from everything. So he went and started meditating on Lord in graveyard, started doing his japa and all those things, spiritual practices. And this Parvati was seeing from the top. And she teased Lord Shiva. See, what kind of sannyasi you are? What kind of sannyasi you are? See that fellow, how renounced he is. He had such a great opulent kingdom. But he gave up and came into the graveyard to chant the japa, to meditate on Lord, to do his spiritual practices. So Shiva also got agitated. He said, oh, you want to say that he is more renounced than me? Yes, of course. Parvati says, okay, let's test him. Okay, well, let's test him. So both of them took a role of Brahmana, a poor Brahmana, and came down to earth. And approached that person. And they started begging alms from that person. So that fellow said that, right now I don't have arm to give you. But, you know, once I was opulent king, and I gave up that kingdom, and came here and gave it. And chanting the name of Lord here. Lord Shiva says, okay. Both of them went to Kailash Parvat. So Parvati again said, see, he's really a renounced person. And then Lord Shiva says, no, and mentally he's attached to the kingdom. He has that feeling that I have given the kingdom. I-ness is still there. That's why he's not renounced it. And this is what happens in sattva guna. I am happy, I am satisfied, I have knowledge. Sukha sangena badhati. It bounds up to this material nature. That's why when we come into the level of sadhana bhakti, before becoming transcendental, we come initially to the mode of goodness. When anarthas goes away, our mode of goodness increases. That's what second chapter of Bhagavatam says. Tada rajotama bhavat kama lobha dayashe chetayetar anavidam sitam sattve prasiddhati. So till the point of asakti, we are still under the mode of material nature. Or subhava. By faith we are pure. But by subhava we are still under the modes of material nature. So initially when we come in bhakti, we start experiencing happiness. That happiness is need not be transcendental happiness. This happiness because of mode of goodness we experience. But Krishna purposefully gives us misery so that we will not become complacent in the practice of bhakti. Because happiness or mode of goodness can create complacency in our practice. So Dwarkadish Prabhu once asked Maharaj, Maharaj asked Dwarkadish Prabhu, how are you? So Prabhuji said, I'm struggling. So Maharaj says, I'll pray to Lord Gopinath that you will always struggle. And Prabhuji got bewildered. How can Maharaj say like this? So Maharaj says, because you are struggling, you will remain surrendered to Krishna. And you will progress fast. And that's why maximum pure devotee or all pure devotees, they never ask for material happiness or satisfaction. Because they have fear that they may become complacent in the path of bhakti. Even we can say here that in case of Rishabhadev, so I think Vidura asked this question, that Rishabhadev was such a mystic person, why he accepted his ajagar vritti or avadhut vritti? Why he did not use his mystic power? People were throwing stone on him, people were criticizing him, they are doing all nonsense towards him. Why he did not use it? So Sukadeva Goswami says, it's a very risk. It's a great risk actually. Because those powers, those things are under the modes of material nature. And that can create great deviation from the path of bhakti. Kunti Maharaj, that's why Kunti Maharaj is also asking the same thing. Give me miseries. Vipadasanta doshatvat. Tatra tatra jagadguru bhavato darshanam yasat apunar bhava darshanam. Because when misery comes, I will not remain complacent. Demigods are in the mode of goodness. We are going to see next few verses after. Mode of goodness person goes upwards. But what is happening to them? They could not able to focus on Lord. Netra Narayana Pada Pankajam. Smriti Pravishto Atisha Indri Uttavat. So much happiness is here that we cannot focus on the Lord. So we have to be very careful that our happiness coming initially is not because of transcendence. It is because of mode of goodness. And ultimately we have to transcend the mode of goodness by continuing our path of bhakti sincerely. So we'll go to verse 6. That is a verse 7, mode of passion. Rajo ragatmakam vidim trishna sanga samudbhavam tanni badnati kanteya karma sange na dehina. The mode of passion is born of unlimited desires and longings. O son of Kunti, because of this, embodied living entity is bound to the material fruitive actions. So mode of passions has two things. First of all, raga. Raga means attachment. Attachment develops desires, trishna, trishna sangha. And more desire develops, one wants to fulfill the desire, that is sangha. So first attachment is there, then desires, and desire is sangha. And because there is trishna and sangha, person gets bound up to this material world. So Prabhupada, very beautiful explains what is rajaguna and purport. Prabhupada says, attraction between man and woman in this world is mode of passion. Because once a man gets attracted to a woman or a woman gets attracted towards man, then they have to increase their kshetra. Pumsa sriya mithuni bhava metat tayor mitha rudhaganti mahur atho griha, because marriage is there, we require griha. So house, we require kshetra, we require some field to work or require some job for nowadays job or previously it was farmland, kshetra. Suta, there are children, apta, relatives. We have so much obligation to relatives, apta, suta. Vittar, we require a lot of wealth. So all these things, our consciousness get caught up in all these things. That is trishna. Trishna, desires keep on increasing. Trishna sangha samadhuva. And this thoroughly bounds up to this material world. It's a mode of passion. So now, we'll see the mode of ignorance. Tamastu agyanajam vidhim mohanam sarvadehinam pramadalasya nidrabhir tannibadnati bharata. O son of Bharata, know that mode of darkness, born of ignorance, is delusion of all embodied living beings. The result is this modes are madness, indolence and sleep, which bind the conditioned soul. So, mode of ignorance is like covering, total covering. Person cannot understand what is right and what is wrong in every aspect. Whether it is charity, whether it is knowledge, whether it is happiness, whether it is cleanliness, he does not understand. So, all those demonic qualities mentioned in 16th chapter are actually part of mode of ignorance. Pravruttim cha, nivruttim cha, janada vidura asura, nasa uccham napi cha charo, nasa satyam teshu vidyate. They think that Lord doesn't exist, asatyam, apratishthamte, jagadahuranishwaram aparaswara sambhutam kim vandit kamahetukam. So all those scientists who think that the world came to the Big Bang theory actually in thorough mode of ignorance. Because mohanam sarvadehinam, and that mohanam creates madness, pramad, alasya and nidra. So Vishwanathakuru Thakur interesting makes one important comment in this verse that he says that agyana, tamas to agyana means tamoguna arising from ignorance. So first of all, during creation, how Lord created the thing, created the being, first of all created tamas. We heard this verse. Sashagri anda tammeshra, atha tammeshra adakurta, mahamoham cha tamascha agyana vrtya. Just to make us forget that we are in spiritual world so that we can enjoy here nicely, Lord created tamas, ignorance. And from that tamas, tamoguna came out. So first again, symptom of tamoguna were there, ignorance. And from that ignorance only, tamoguna came, and that tamoguna created again ignorance. Mohanam sarvadehina. Initially the cycle is there. So that's why tamasu agyanajam vidyam. What is agyanajam? Coming from tamas only. And creating more tamas. That's a mode of ignorance act. So we have many examples in previous class we also saw that how this mode of ignorance deludes the living entity. And the best example Prabhupada gives in the purport is that famous shloka, ahani ahani bhutani gacchanti yamalayam sheshasthavar michanti kim ascharya mathaparam. Recently only I went to my hometown and my cousin grandfather passed away. So I saw again in my hometown, same thing happened. That during funeral time, during the shraddha time, people are mourning, crying, person left. But when they come to home, again, the mind is dwelt in the material activity only. They don't think that now, anytime this can happen to me. In Maharashtra, in Marathi, there is one famous shloka. Sant Ramdas Swami has spoken this shloka. Mare ekatyacha duja shoka vahe akasmat tohi pude jata ahe. He's saying that one is dying, other is expressing their distress or expressing their shoka. But akasmata, in every moment, pude jata ahe, he is also going ahead towards death. He cannot understand this. This happens because of mode of ignorance. Thick mode of ignorance is there. One cannot understand this. So, we also saw the story of, last time we saw the story of Kandu Rishi. But again, we have another story in Bhagavatam, story of Shaubhari Rishi. So, how the mode of ignorance acts. He just saw two fishes meeting with each other inside the water, in Yamuna River, inside of Vrindavan. But by seeing two fishes, and fishes doesn't meet like the men and women meet here. Through eye something, through the glances they create procreation. They have a very different way of procreation. But seeing that also, Shaubhari Rishi got bewildered. He desired to enjoy that same pleasure. And he came out and married the daughter of Mandhata Rishi. And many years passed. He did not realize only that so many years have passed. And then, after some time, he realized and he gave up that and again started practicing spiritual life. So this is a mohanam sarvadehinam. He cannot understand these things. So this is a mode of ignorance we saw. Then we go to verse 9. So also in this purport, Prabhupada made a very wonderful comment about the nidra. Nidra is a symptom of mode of ignorance. So Prabhupada says in purport, 6 hours of sleep is sufficient. But a man in the mode of ignorance sleeps at least 10 to 12 hours a day. Such a man appears to be always dejected and his addiction to intoxication and sleeping. So if one more sleeps more than required, then naturally he has dejection and naturally he tends towards the intoxication. That's a effect of mode of ignorance. So we'll go to verse 9. So Satvam Sukhe Sanjayati Rajak Karmani Bharata Jnana Mavruttut Maha Pramade Sanjayati Utaha. O son of Bharata, the mode of goodness conditions one to happiness, passion conditions one to fruity actions, and ignorance covering one's knowledge binds to madness. So again, Lord repeated the same thing, summarizing. I am summarizing you. What are the effects of Sattvaguna, Rajaguna, and Tamaguna? So in verse first, Lord summarizes. And in this purport, Prabhupada makes very interesting comment that person, the mode of passion, what he does actually, person, the mode of passion, he gives charity. I was surprised. How can a person mode of passion give charity? Because he has desire to enjoy. So Prabhupada writes the verse, a man in the mode of passion may engage in fruity activity. He owns as much as he can spend for good cause. Sometimes he tries to open hospitals, give charity to institutions, etc. How can such a person be mode of ignorance, mode of passion? One who charities, Rajesh Karbadi Bharata. Because in that charity, because in that good work also, he has desire for getting fame and adoration. Fruity activities. So fruity activities, naturally one does for enjoyment. But during giving charity also, which apparently looks like a mode of goodness activity, but he has desire that I will get fame, I will get a lot of respect from that activity. So he's attached to respect, attached to fame. That's why this giving charity also mode of passion. That's what Prabhupada says here in this particular aspect. So what is the we have famous example of Karna in the Mahabharata. So Karna used to give a lot of charity. But Vyasa explained that this charity was in the mode of passion. Because Karna was expecting something from this charity. What he was expecting and why he started giving charity, so Mahabharata explains that when Pandavas were in exile, Kauravas went in the exile to tease the Pandavas. And that time, one Gandharva girl came there, Gandharvas came, and Duryodhana happened to molest one Gandharva girl. And Gandharva attacked the Duryodhana, and they bind Duryodhana. And that time, Arjuna and Bhima came, and they rescued the Duryodhana. And Duryodhana was so much in distress that now I don't want to leave because I have been defeated. I have been relieved by my enemies. It's a great insult for me. I'm going to leave now. And he started in meditation. Many Rakshasas came there because they started fearing. If Duryodhana does like this, then what will happen to us? The Rakshasas, Karna, Dushakuni, all Dushasana, all these people, they again put the poison into the heart of Duryodhana. No, you are the king. It happens sometimes. By time it happens. Relax. Don't get carried away by all these things. We'll still win. We can still win against Pandavas. And somehow Duryodhana came. But now Duryodhana thought that my fame has reduced. So he wanted to gain fame. So he went to approach Vidura. I want to do Rajasu Yagya. So he says, you cannot do Rajasu Yagya because your father is alive. You cannot do this Yagya. So please tell me equivalent Yagya which I can do. So Vidura tells, you can do Vaishnava Yagya. It's equivalent to Rajasu Yagya only. So Duryodhana says, yes, I will do Vaishnava Yagya. He did Vaishnava Yagya, and part of Vaishnava Yagya is a lot of charity he has to give. So he gave a lot of charity. And because of that, the fame of Duryodhana has increased a lot during those 2-3 years. And Karna saw that. Oh, he's getting famous because of charity. Now I also want to gain the fame. So tomorrow onwards, I will do charity. He started doing charity because of that only. So this is a charity in the mode of passion. Apparently looks like activity mode of goodness. And that's what Prabhupada says. Such a person sometimes gives charity, opens hospitals. In Vishwapanishad also Prabhupada says that all the human activity without touch of Krishna consciousness is like a slaughtering activity. In one sense, we are slaughtering those people's consciousness. That Prabhupada says in the Vishwapanishad. So we can do all the social activities provided with a touch of Krishna consciousness. Some Krishna consciousness has to be given to them. Otherwise, it's totally dangerous activity we are doing. So we'll go to verse number 10. Rajasattvam cha bibhuyo sattvam rajastamas cha bibhuyo sattvam bhavati bharata rajasattvam tamas chaiva tamas sattvam rajasatah. Sometimes the mode of goodness becomes prominent, defeating the mode of passion and ignorance. Osama Bharata, sometimes the mode of passion defeats the goodness and ignorance, and other times ignorance defeats the goodness and passion. In this way, there is always competition for supremacy. So there cannot be pure ignorant person, one cannot be pure passionate person, one cannot be pure goodness person. Some combination always there. So based on some times, some modes are eclipsed, just like in the morning time. Because time is in the mode of goodness, passion and ignorance naturally subsided or eclipsed. So sometimes highly passionate person also during morning time feels peaceful, happy. In at least for a ritualistic purpose, he may offer prayer to Lord. Something he may do. Because goodness is prominent. And that outside goodness is prominent. Currently, inside heart, in his heart, passion and ignorance temporarily eclipsed. And goodness has come out. But as time progresses, 9, 10, 11, the passion comes out. Goodness and ignorance gets eclipsed. And evening 6 o'clock comes, passion and goodness started getting down and eclipse and ignorance comes out. So the competition is always there. Now in verse 12, you'll see. Again in verse number 11, 12 and 13, Krishna is going to speak again about the qualities of modes of material nature. Symptoms of modes of material nature, which are quite similar, which we already see in previous three verses. So why Lord again spoke again these three verses? So Arjuna was thinking, okay, when the passion and goodness gets eclipsed, passion and ignorance get eclipsed, goodness comes, or other modes get eclipsed, another mode comes. So what exactly happens at the time? What is the situation of the person when other modes get eclipsed and one particular prominent mode comes out? That question Arjuna was having in his mind. So Krishna is going to address this question in the next three verses. So again, almost same qualities are there.
Sarvadvareshu dehismin prakasham upajayate jnanam yada tada vidyat vivruddham sattvamityoda.
That mode of goodness is predominated by the knowledge. Sarvadvareshu dehismin, all the gates of the body. So we have 9 gates, 2 eyes, 2 ears, 2 nose, then the mouth, then the anus and genital. So what is the meaning of all the gates of the body gets illuminated by knowledge? That means person understand how to exactly use tongue properly, where to use exactly eyes properly, when to use ear properly exactly. All these gates, how to use it properly, a person understand. That's why it's called as sarvadvareshu dehesmin prakasham upajayate. So this increase of knowledge, Vishwanath Thakur says that it comes by the sound of Vedas. It illuminates the body because of mode of goodness. Again, passion, the same thing.
Lobha pravrittirarambha karmani ashamashpruha rajas etani jayante viruddhe bharatarshabha.
So, when there is an increase in mode of passion, symptoms are lobha, great attachment, fruity activity, pravrittirarambha, intense endeavor, karmani, and uncontrollable desire and hankering, ashamashpruha, uncontrolled desire and hankering. So that the way we saw last time only. Once one attachment comes, hankering increases, increases, increases. It has no end only. So here Prabhupada mentioned a very important point. Once in the mode of passion, never satisfied with the position he has already acquired. He hankers to increase his position. If he wants to construct a residence house, he tries to have best to have palatable house. But he hardly resides in that house. And he constructs that house as if he is going to reside eternally in that house. So once when I was working in BRC, for some office work I went to Pune with my boss. And while coming from that work, when the work is done, while coming to the car, he told me, I'll show you my house. I purchased one flat here, I'll show you. Said, okay, fine, no problem. And there, interestingly, one owner of that building was there. And he built a very beautiful house for him, a very beautiful flat for him. It's a 3 BHK flat. And nicely decorated, with different paintings, as if it's a palace mansion is there. Inside a bathroom also, there is a sound system, there is a FM radio system. Inside toilet, there is air conditioner. Nice beautiful colors, painting inside toilet also. And he said that I almost spent 50-60 lakhs to just renovate this flat. Renovate, not purchase. To renovate this flat, I spent 50-60 lakhs. So I said, but I'm not seeing your family here, you are alone here. He said, I don't stay here. Then he said, why don't you stay here? You have such a nice house. Yeah, I tried for a few days. 1 week I stayed, but I'm feeling bored here. So I'm going to Mumbai again, I'm working there again, something. So they're constructing palatable houses, but they're not staying there. That's the mode of passion. Just working, keep on working, working, without understanding the purpose of it. Again, mode of ignorance. What we saw previously, same symptoms are there.
Aprakasho pravritti cha pramado moha eva cha tamasetani jayante viruddhe kurnandana.
So darkness, aprakasha, apravritti, inactivity, pramada, madness, and moha, illusion. These are the symptoms of mode of ignorance. Now, if the mode of goodness increases, what could be its destination? So that is explained in verse number 14.
Yada satve pravrudde tu pralayam yanti deha brit tadottama vidam lokan amalan pratipadyate.
When one dies in the mode of goodness, he attains pure higher planets. So what are the higher planets? Chakradipa says, planet where Lord in the form of Hiranyagarbha is worshipped. So Janaloka, Tapaloka, Maharloka, Satyaloka, or even Swargaloka. You can say, in those planets, they attained the birth. What about mode of passion and ignorance? So Rajasi Pranayagatva, Karma Yodishayate, they take birth again in the earthly planetary system where karma is performed, because earth is the only place, rather Bharatavarsha is the only place where karma is counted. At the earthly level, there are many islands are there. Within Jambudipa, only Bharatavarsha, except Bharatavarsha, all other varshas are there. Person doesn't perform karma there. That place are Krita Shesha Punya Bhumi. When person falls from Swarga, whatever small amount of punya he has been left with, he enjoys that punya in those lands, in those varsha, and then he again takes birth in the Bharatavarsha. So nine planets of Bharatavarsha, there only karma is counted. So he takes birth into that places where karma is counted. Mode of passion and mode of ignorance, mudha yonishu jayate. Either they go downwards or they take birth in the animal kingdom. Verse number 16. Karmani sukritasyahu sattvikam nirmalam phalam rajasastu phalam dukkham agyanam tamasafalam. So again, Krishna is explaining the symptoms of the three modes of material nature. That sattvikam nirmalam phalam. The phala of the sattvaguna is very pure because it eliminates. Rajasastu phalam dukkham. Mode of passion is going to create misery in life. In 18th chapter, the verse comes. Vishendriya sanyogat yatat agre amrutopamam pariname visham eva sa sukham rajasam smritam. Happiness which appears to be nectar in the beginning but going to poison in the end. Pariname visham eva sa sukham rajasam smritam. That's the mode of passion. It's going to give the misery. And agyanam tamasaphalam. Mode of ignorance is going to create ajnana, covering of the knowledge. Sattvam sanjayate jnanam rajaso lobha evacha pramado moha tamaso bhavato agyanam evacha. Again same thing. Sattvaguna gives knowledge, rajaguna gives lobha, and tamoguna gives madness, pramada. So Prabhupada explains in the purport that currently people are killing the animal. So much animal is killing happening. And why they are killing the animal? For the enjoying taste. So this happening because of ignorance, they think that animal don't have soul. That this ignorance is there. So this happening because of mode of ignorance. So we are moving in a dangerous direction. World is moving in a dangerous direction. So to avoid that, we have to come to Krishna conscious movement so that we can understand animal killing is bad. Now, again, in verse number 18, we'll recite first verse. Urdhvam gacchanti sattvasto madhye tishthanti rajasa jaganya guna vrittisto adho gacchanti tamasa. Krishna already explained previously. Ki yatha sattva pravrittido pralyam yanti deha vrit uttam vidhan lokan sattva guna goshtu uttam vidhan lokan rajaguna goshtu karma sangishu tamaguna goshtu mudha yonishu. Again Krishna says, mudha goodness will go to up, passion remains middle, and tamaguna goes down. So why Krishna explained again these things? Because in previous verses, Krishna did not mention explicitly where they exactly go. They go Uttama Lokan. So what is Uttama Lokan? When they ask the question. So those planet systems which are above the earth, they are Uttama Lokan. So Krishna explicitly mentioned here, Urdhvam. And Tamogana people, they go downward planet systems, Atta Davita Sutala, because their maximum covering is there. Maximum covering on the consciousness in their downward planet system. And passion will exclusively use on this planetary system. So, this Krishna mentions. 19 and 20, Krishna now going to explain the result or how to a person who has conquered the modes of material nature, what is their position? What are the symptoms? So, 19 verse. Nanyam gunebhya kartaram yadadrishtanu paschati gunebhyascha param vetti madbhavam saudugachati. So one who thinks that gunas are working only, I am not working. Nanya aham, gunebhya kartaram, gunas are working. In this way, yadadrishtanu paschati. He can conquer the modes of material nature. Gunebhya sa param vetti. What will happen to him? Madbhavam saudugachati. By this knowledge, he can attain me. That's what Krishna is saying here. So only after coming out of modes of material nature, one can attain Krishna. Again, here next verse, Krishna repeat the same thing, more elaborately. Gunan etan atitratin dehi dehe samudbhavan janma mrityu jara dukkhar muktamrutam ashnute. So such a person become free from janma mrityu jara dukkhar. All this dukkha, he become free. Amrutam ashnute, he experiences eternality. Despite living in this body, he expresses the eternality. So that is the power of transcending the modes of material nature. Now suddenly Lord spoke about the position who transcends the modes of material nature. So now question is coming in the mind of Arjuna. So Arjuna asking question in the verse number 21. Kairlinge sringunan etan atito bhavati prabho kima chara katham shaitan trigunan ati vartate. So three questions Arjuna asked. That Kairlingen Trigunanetan. What are the symptoms of a person who has transcended the modes of material nature? Linga means symptoms. Katham kim achara, how he behaves. Katham shaitan triguna ativartate, how he transcends the modes of material nature. First is, what are the symptoms he has, how he behaves with the world, and how he could able to transcend the modes of material nature. So similar question Arjuna already asked in second chapter, that prajahita yada kaman. What is the, how the Sitapratni person sits, how he walks, how he talks, how he behaves. So why Krishna again asks here this question, why Arjuna again asks question this here in this chapter? Because previously, Arjuna did not ask for the modes of material nature. Generally, he just asked the question. But here he heard about the modes of material nature, and that's why exclusively he is asking the same question about the modes of material nature. So now, in 22 to 25, in 22nd verse, Krishna is going to speak about the symptoms the person who has transcended the modes of material nature. Prakasham cha pravrittim cha moham eva cha pandava na deshti sam pravrittani na nivrittani kangshati. So if you remember, prakasham is a mode of, symptom of mode of goodness. Pravrutti, lobha pravrutti arambha, is a symptom of mode of passion. And moha is a symptom of mode of ignorance. So prakasha, moha and pravrutti. Whatever comes, na deshti sam pravrittani. If the modes, goodness comes, passion comes, ignorance comes, na dvishti, it doesn't hate those modes. And na nivruttani kangshati, it doesn't bother about whether they subside or not. He remains equipoised. So remaining equipoised is a symptom of, even the modes are affecting him, he remains equipoised. So similar kind of verse is there in the second chapter also. That about Shanti in 2.70, I think Krishna explains. Rivers coming to sea, what is that look? Apuryamanam achalam pradishtam samudrama praveshanti yadvat tadvat kamaya praveshanti sarve sa shanti mabdanda kama kamihi. He did not get disturbed whether desires are coming or not, whether modes are coming or not, he remained detached. That is a symptom of personal transcendental mode of material nature. Now how he deals with the world? In 23, 24, 25, it is explained. Udasina vadasino guneryo na vichalyate gunavartante teva ningate sama sukha dukha swastha samaloshtashma kanchana tulya priya priyo dhira tulya nindatma samstuti mana pamanayo tulya tulya mitrari pakshayo sarvarambha parityagi gunatita sauchate. So first of all, he is equipoised. How he deals with the world? He did not consider anybody as a friend or enemy. He is equal among them. He did not bother about happiness and distress. He is equal in them. Then, he is tullain insult and praise. Tullain indatma samstuti. He is equipoised. Then, as previously mentioned, guna vartanti itteva. These things happen by modes of material nature. I don't bother about all these things. He deals nicely with everyone. Just like Raghunath Bhatt Goswami. Sam Krishna bhajan karehi matra jani. Vaishnava Dindakarma Nahi Pade Kani, Sab Krishna Bhajankar Yehi Matra Jani. Even the ones engaged in Maya, what Raghunath Bhatt used to say, oh, Maya is a devotee of Krishna. So ultimately, they are engaged in service of Krishna only. And most important, Sarvarambha Parityagi. He gives up the activities. So Prabhupada says, Sarvarambha Parityagi means he gives up all those activities which are for his self-interest. And engages only in the Krishna conscious activities. That is meaning of Sarvarambha Parityagi. And in verse number 24, 26, Krishna is going to explain the famous verse, how to transcend the modes of material nature. Mam shoyove bhicharena bhakti yoga na sevate sagunai samati tetan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Only by avyabhichari bhakti, pure devotional service, anya abhilasha shunyam bhakti, only one can transcend the modes of material nature. Not by Jnana Yoga, not by Ashtanga Yoga, not by Nishkam Karma Yoga, not by mixed devotional service. Because all the process, Ashtanga Yoga, Nishkam Karma Yoga, Dhyana Yoga, their practice is in the mode of goodness. That practice is not transcendental. They work in mode of goodness. Only when they leave the body, they could be transcend the mode of goodness. Their prarabdha karma doesn't go. But bhakti is the only process. From very beginning of sadhana bhakti, our aprarabdha and prarabdha karma get destroyed. So sadhana bhakta itself, the practice of sadhana bhakti itself is beyond the modes of material nature. So that's why only by performing sadhana bhakti, pure sadhana bhakti, one can transcend the modes of material nature. That's what Krishna is putting here. Now here, in the last word, he says, Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. Such a person achieves the Brahma Jyoti. So question was lingering in the mind of Arjuna. How can a devotee who is performing avyabhichari bhakti, he will go to Brahma Jyoti? So to answer this question, last verse Krishna spoke. Brahmano hi patishtaham amritasya vescha cha shashvatasya cha dharmasya sukhasya kantikasya cha. So Krishna here saying that I am this basis of Brahman. So devotee, when I say Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate, they don't enter to Brahma Jyoti because I have that basis of Brahman. They come to me only ultimately. Then he says that amritasya vescha cha, I am the basis of nectar. I am the shelter of nectar. So Arjuna may ask the question, is this nectar from Swarga? So Krishna said, no, this is not Swarga nectar. It is always, it is indestructible, Amrita. It's a nectar of liberation, not liberation of Sahija Mukti. It's a liberation of actually serving Krishna. That liberation, that Amrita is here. Then, I am the basis of Shashvatasya Dharmasya. What is Shashvat Dharma? Sadhana Bhakti or Ananya Bhakti. It's a Shashvat Dharma. Because all other processes are not shashvat. All the dharmas are not shashvat. Jnana Yogi, Ashtanga Yogi, they have to give that process by entering into liberation state. They have to burn that Jnana only. They have to burn that Dhyana only. They have to burn that Nishkam Karma Yoga. But bhakti is from start to end eternal. So shashvat dharma is bhakti only. That's what I said. Shashvat is dharma. I am the basis of that dharma only. Sukhasya kanti kasacha. Which is that sukha? It's a Brahma Sukha? No. Sukhasa ekantikasya cha. Those who are ekanta devotees, those who are exclusive pure devotees, for them, the Krishna Prema is that Sukha. And I am the basis of that Krishna Prema. So love of ekanta devotee towards me is that Sukha. And I am the basis of all those four things. Brahmans, Brahmanaha, then nectar, amritasya avyasya cha, shashvatasya dharmasya, and Sukha ekantikasya cha. So because they perform avyabhichari bhakti, they come to me and they express all those things. In this way, Krishna ends the knowledge about the modes of material nature. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Gurudharashwara Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna.